Good morning. Thank you for calling Osh.Fiverr. My name is Farmi Mazo. I have the pleasure to speak with.
My name is Kara Keen.
Hi, good morning, Ms. Keen. How are you today?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And how may I help you today?
So I signed up and I noticed that my credit card was charged for new service. So I just wanted to see what the status of that was.
Oh, yes, I can take a look at your account and see what the charge was. Kara is with a K or a C?
With a K.
K-A-R-A.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And last name is K-E-E-N-E?
You got it.
Perfect. Thank you. Will you verify your address for me, please?
133 Band Camp Road, Saugerties, New York.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And one last thing, if you can please verify your email address.
Shop, S-H-O-P, 23214 at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that information. Let me take a look at the account. Okay, so it does look, let me see, status pending. Your installation has been completed already?
No, I haven't heard word one.
But you said the card was charged.
Correct.
Okay, that should not have been. Let me double check here. So let me see. Your in-service date is not until November 21st. Let me go check on the online part of this just to make sure. Okay, so I don't see any payment on our end. Did you saw that it was charged, or is it that you received an email stating that your auto pay was set up?
I believe I saw that it was charged. I'm looking at my credit card right now. Let's see. I have Spectrum, so we need to give everything time to load.
Okay, no worries. So Spectrum was the one who charged?
No. So on 9/6, on September 6th, I was charged $50 by Archtop Fiber.
Okay. Let me take a look, because that sounds like the deposit.
Okay.
Yes, so you do have a deposit. Do you remember when you signed up for the service, did they do a soft credit check?
Yes.
Or do you opt it out?
I opted for a credit card.
Okay, because if you decline the credit check, then it's an automatic $50 deposit. But some people, even though we do the credit check, then the credit check the credit comes back saying that we do still need to charge a deposit.
Okay.
I'm not sure what your case was, but yeah, that $50 deposit will stay in your account until you decide that you no longer need your service, and then at that point it can be applied to your balance or refunded back to you. But this is just a deposit. Nothing for installation has been charged. The first bill comes out on the day of installation, but you don't have an appointment yet because you're not in service yet until November.
Okay, so what is the 11/21 service date mean?
That means that's the day that your address will be ready to for the service to be installed.
Okay.
So closer to that day, maybe like a week before that day, our staff member will reach out to you and schedule an installation appointment. On that day, or maybe a little bit after, whatever day works for you. But yes, that $50 deposit is just a deposit.
Okay. And my last question is, if we opt, because I signed up for the 1 gigabit plan? If I went decided to go with the 2, do I just when they come to when they call about the service, should I change at that point?
I believe you can give us a call whenever you decide, and we can upgrade it. Or if you have your online account set up, you can also do it on the online account and do the upgrade to the 2 gig.
And what do you recommend for a household? Do you recommend the 1 or the 2?
It depends on the size of the house, how many people live will be using the service, and how many devices. Okay.
Two people. We have a TV and usually a couple cell phones, a laptop.
Laptop. Okay, so that that's not too many devices. You can always start with the 1 gig if you feel like you need to add more devices and need the speed to stay consistent. You can always upgrade to the 2 gig. I believe
okay.
You'll be okay with the 1 gig for now.
Okay.
So if the house is too big and you need extenders, that's something different. Extenders is $7.99 per device, and that you will put it to rooms that are further away to the router, and that helps you spread the speed up, you know, to those points that are further away.
Okay. And
yeah.
Is the wireless equipment included in the charge per month, or is that a separate surcharge?
So all the equipment,
with the exception of the extenders.
Yeah, so everything is included in the price that you received. Let me see. Do you have auto pay and paperless billing? Because you should have. Let's see. Open. All right, so you have auto pay and you have paperless billing with your, let me take a look, because depending with if it's a credit card or a car, you have a credit card. So that gives you a $5 discount. So your price would be $74.99 a month, and that is all the equipment included.
Okay.
Except the extender if you decide to add any extenders.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Ms. Kinney. Anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Archer Farming. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.